are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Coffee. My name is Kim Crable, and I'm delighted to have you as our special guest today. Boy, do we have a wonderful program designed just for you. You're going to want to get your teens and those who are working with teens and parents together because this is a show where you're going to hear from young adults and teens. Our message today comes from something that's very dear to me, the Burdens the Blessings book. Burdens the Blessings is my first book, actually, and it's truly the foundational message of what my ministry is all about, the Roses and Rainbows ministry. Burdens of Blessings has become what people call a transformational journey from hurt to healing to hope. It's a book. It's an 8-week teaching curriculum with teaching guides and agendas. It's really written. I wrote it in a way that anyone, any novice, anyone has never taught or thought about teaching a Bible study before can actually pick it up and just walk through it. It's a study based on the scriptural promise of Matthew 11:28. And most people don't even realize you have to go into the Greek to even understand that it is a promise because it looks like just one of the greatest invitations that we've ever heard from the very mouth of Jesus himself, Matthew 11:28, where Jesus says, come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. It does sound like such a great invitation, and it is. I think it's only second to the great invitation to salvation, to really know Christ and to enter into a relationship with him, that once we do that, or even before we do that, Christ still invites us to come to him in our weariness for the gift of salvation or for rest. And when you go into the Greek there, the rest right there means reversal. God is saying, are you weary? Are you burdened? Are you exhausted? Are you tired? Has life gotten to be too much for you? Are the exams about to wear you out? Are you just broken? He says, because if you are, and really, when we think about it, who among us don't have something that's going on in our life? But Jesus says, come to me. I know you're weary. I know you're burdened. I want to give you rest. Rest means reversal. And what does he want to reverse? That word burdened in the Greek means a task in waiting. So what this book, Burdens the Blessings, does is it takes us on a journey from what is causing us to be weary and allowing God to do the reversal on that that's making us weary, that burden. And through that process, we find that there's a task, there's something for us to do through what we have walked through. And I don't know about you, but to me, that means purpose. God is saying, come to me with what is eating away at you, what is wearing you out, what is causing you weariness, because inside that there's a nugget of something that's very useful to this world that only you have that I want to use. It's amazing, isn't it, to think about that? I mean, you really have to wrap your brain around that thought to think, oh my gosh, this heaviness that's inside me, God can use it for his purpose. That's the great promise of Matthew 11:28. And so Burdens of Blessings is that biblical path of scriptures that helps make this unfold in your life. It helps you face your past, shatter the silence of your pain, and truly discover the purpose and the power within your own story. It is Genesis 50:20, current and alive. I bet you know that scripture. When Joseph looks at his brothers and says, what was meant for evil, what you meant to harm me, God has meant for good. But for what reason? For the saving of many. You see, it's time that we all understand that God, what God says is true, and he really can do what he says that he can do. And when he says, come to me with your burdens, come to me with that is causing you to feel less than and insignificant, because I want to turn that around, and I want to take what is eating away at you, that which was meant to hurt you, and turn it for your good. Because when I do, that is your task that you can share with others, that they can have hope. It is a beautiful transformational study, and it's one that I delight in because it is God's promise. You see, this study was written, I know that it works because it was written within my own struggle when I was trying my best to confront my own past, my own hurts, my own brokenness, and trying to acknowledge that life had not turned out the way that I thought it should have. This study was written after it was a follow-up from when I knew that I wasn't okay, but God's word and his promise has told me that I could be. I don't know. How are you feeling tonight, today? Where are you? How has life treated you? Has it been not what you thought it was going to be? Well, God's invitation says, bring it to me. I can turn it into more than you can ever imagine that it can be. His promise, his word. Throughout the many years, I've been blessed to turn this curriculum into something that's been used in prison systems and on military bases and churches of all denominations, and now it's actually being aired daily on several faith-based television networks as a study to help people just see God's work and his word and the truth, the foundational truth that we can truly rely and believe what God says. But now here's the amazing thing that God has done in the last couple of years that I want to talk to you about tonight and to bring on some guests to do. But here's the amazing gift that God has given me, even within the gift, the Burdens, the Blessings curriculum that I was using with women all across the nation. Can you believe he's opened the doors for this to become a healing and growing tool with teens and young adults? Yeah, they have hurts too. Yeah, they're feeling weary and worn out too. And God allowed me to open up to rewrite it a little bit so that it could become a tool for them. And let me tell you, it's been an extraordinary gift for me to alter the study a bit. And now it's a book just for young adults to where we can open this truth to a new generation that can find themselves within the pages of this study too. And they can find God's unconditional love, his mercy, his grace, while also building friendships that encourage and equip. This is what we all need, whether we're adults or whether we're teens or male or female or Baptist or Methodist or Catholic or never been in a church. This is God saying, bring your life to me because it has so much purpose in it. And so tonight, today, I'm so delighted that on this broadcast, I'm going to bring on some of the young adults who have just gone through the Burdens, the Blessings young adult curriculum, and I want them to share with you what it has meant to them, because maybe you have some young adults, or maybe you work with young adults, or maybe you are a young adult, that you're having some weariness and life is feeling pretty heavy for you. Friend, there is hope, and we have some beautiful young ladies who are going to be sharing the hope that they found. So welcome, guests, young ladies, come on in and join us on air. And will you just begin by introducing yourself to our listening audience?
Hi, I'm Ryan Kramer. I'm a junior. I do cheerleading, and my favorite part of the week is coming to church on Wednesday nights with my friends.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Kletcha. I'm a junior, and I also love coming to church on Wednesdays and babysitting.
And babysitting.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Great. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Cameron Yates, and I'm a junior. I enjoy dancing and teaching at my dance studio and coming to church and seeing all my friends here.
I'm Kim Romero, and I had the pleasure of leading these ladies in the Bible study, and it was a tremendous time.
Hi, I'm Hannah Meyer, and I'm a junior, and I play lacrosse and cheer, and I enjoy serving on Sundays with the children's ministry.
Great. Well, thank you all so much for joining us. And audience, I want you to know, if we start tripping over each other a bit, we're not together. Beautiful young ladies are actually in near Augusta, Georgia, and I'm in Baltimore. So we may be tripping over each other and giggling a little bit, but it's okay. So I'm just so delighted that you're here. Kim Romero, the leader, the teacher, the facilitator, a great friend of mine, and we have been friends for a long, long time. And so, Kim, you've experienced the adult burdens, the blessings.
Oh, yes, I did. I was actually in a group where a friend of mine led it, and then God just spoke to my heart, and I stepped out of my comfort zone, and I led a group of women, and we have continued on that journey and has continued with other Bible studies, and it's just been tremendous. It's incredible.
That's great. And then, I guess, tell me how it came about that you decided to do this young adult version.
Well, as I was actually going through it myself, and I have a daughter that she's 22 years old, and I was wishing she had something like this when she was even just in middle school, but definitely in high school because of some of the struggles that she went through. And God just laid it on my heart. It was such a burden on me to just then share it with our youth pastor, Patrick Gallimore, here at Journey Community Church. And so we just prayed over it, and then the door opened for this opportunity. And so I believe it was the early part of September that we started the Bible study here at our church. And we had 10 high school girls that joined the high school, and then I had 8 middle school girls that did the middle school study.
That is wonderful. And you know a lot about the hurts in schools because you did. You were a teacher and a principal for the high school system. So you're very familiar with young adults that age. So, and you really have a heart for them as well.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
You sure do. Well, ladies, let me see. Ryan, Hannah, Mackenzie, Cameron, let's just start. What is the first question? What surprised you about Birds of Blessings? What did you think it was going to be versus what it turned out to be? How did Miss Kim talk you into coming to this?
Well, that's a good question about how Miss Kim talked them in, because Miss Kim didn't talk them into this. They had a wonderful youth leader that was at the conference that you came to. Miss Kim, you were our guest speaker for our women's conference. And one of those ladies that was there that weekend really spoke to her heart. And so when this was getting started, she really talked these girls into just opening up their heart and coming to this study, and they were very faithful.
That is so wonderful. Well, girls, what did you learn? Let's just start. Was there any, what surprised you about the study? Was there anything that you, it just kind of surprised you as you started into the study?
This is Ryan. The most surprising part for me was when we did the note card activity where we wrote down our burden and then we passed it around and opened it without knowing whose it was. It really shocked me how everyone has their own burden and we can't really see it just by looking at them. And it just made me realize that people may be covering up their problems and just making themselves seem picture perfect, but everyone is going through something and struggling.
So it was really, did you say this is Ryan?
Yes.
So it really, so for our audience, kind of explain to them what that visual was, if they had not known about it. What explain to us what that is, what happened.
She's not sure what you're asking. Like,
explain to them the visual. Like what, like I said, like in the study, it said, write your burden, your secret on the heart, right?
Yeah.
And then everyone,
we wrote down something that was a burden to us, and then it was a little heart sticking out, and then we folded it, and we put it in our bag, and we passed it around, and then we got to open someone else's, and we read them out loud to hear what other people's burdens were.
You said it really surprised you. Any of the other girls? As adults, when we do it, we're pretty much in tears because we're just so shocked at the level of hurt that we didn't expect from people around us.
Mm-hmm. This is Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
It was just really surprising because I am around these girls all the time, and we don't always talk about the things that burden us, but when we did this, we really got to see that we all go through the same struggles, and we're all going through it together.
Mm-hmm. Together, but so separately if you don't know, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't know to talk about it. What else surprised you?
This is Mackenzie, and I agree with Ryan on how the sticky note surprised me, because just reading all the burdens, you don't think a lot of the girls, I wouldn't think that they went through that stuff. They just kind of seem like put together, and then hearing like the horrible things and like the heavy burdens that were weighing on people's heart was surprising. And towards the end of our study, a girl in our group shared a story with us that really surprised me, and I was like glad that she felt comfortable to share it with us.
It's really amazing the pain that we carry around on the inside, even as young adults, isn't it? That's what really surprised you all, because because you do the babysitting, you do the dance, you do the cheerleading, you do the lacrosse, and we don't really. It's hard to fathom the deep pain, and that's what surprised you all. Without giving any secrets away, can you just list a few of the things that were on the heart that surprised you? Without any names attached, of course.
It was like guilt, being depressed,
not feeling good enough.
Yeah, not feeling like you were worthy of other people or anything.
Loneliness.
Yeah.
Stress.
Anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, troubles at home.
Mm-hmm. From that group, when you talked, one of the reasons that we do it the way we do is to keep everyone safe. Because even if you can just get that pain out of you, even if it's in written form, it is out of you, and you can begin a healing process. Tell me about what it was, or tell our audience about when you were in that circle and you had written your burden. And lots of times these are things that no one's ever said before. So when that was written and it was read, tell me what it was like, or tell us what it was like in that room immediately after everyone had read the burdens. What was going on in that room?
I was a little bit uncomfortable because I was kind of scared that people would be able to tell what mine was. But after we talked about it some, it made me feel better about it and just made me feel closer to everyone else and made me feel like I could talk about it more.
That is wonderful. And that's exactly what we want, because you see, the enemy wants us to be still and be silent. And then we hurt silently, and it erodes and it eats away at us. Thank you so much for sharing that and being so honest. Who else to share what was going on in that room once you shared those burdens?
I feel like it kind of brought us closer, and especially because we did it for like right when the study was starting, and I didn't know some of the girls that were even in there. But after hearing that everybody had these burdens and being able to write it down and share, I felt like it brought us closer already, and I felt more connected with the group, and I think it made us ready to share other burdens later on throughout the study.
It really does begin to break down the walls, doesn't it? Thank you. You articulated that so nicely. It really begins. How did you personally feel when you heard someone reading your burden?
I was a little scared at first, like, because that's something personal, and usually I don't share that with a lot of people, but having these girls around me and letting everyone know my burden, I felt really relieved and thankful to have all of them there to be there for me. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Anybody else?
I felt like it kind of lifted it off of me a little bit that not no one knew which one I wrote, but that it had finally been said out loud. It made me feel a lot better about it. And then hearing other people's that were really similar to mine made me feel not so alone whenever we were done.
And that is what I hear all the time, is that all of a sudden, I don't, you know, with the adults and even, you know, with the young adults too, it's like all of a sudden I didn't feel so alone. And you all said what I've heard so many times, like, one, I felt so much lighter. It was like, oh my gosh, it's out there now. I'm not carrying this all by myself. And I don't feel so alone, because isn't it true? I mean, let's talk about just the young adults, not mine and Kim's age, but your age. You know, it's true. You all feel burdened many times, don't you? It gets heavy for you all, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard to know where to take that. And in that, is it not true that with social media and everything else, that you can go on social media and it looks like everyone else's life is just perfect, everyone but yours?
I feel like through social media it makes everyone's life seem like so perfect when really it's not. And then
plus it's the isolation, doesn't that then make you feel like, well gosh, if everyone else's life is so perfect, I can't share what I'm going through, because it seems like you'd be the odd man out, right? It's like I'm the only person, you know, who's having problems with stress or anxiety attacks or feeling guilty or made this horrible mistake that I wish to God that I hadn't. And so that's where all these other things come into play with the symptoms that come from that. But is it amazing when you can get with a group of people and really share and not feel so alone anymore? So what happened within your group? Tell me about, you know, so what, after that first week and you broke through the ice, how anxious were you to get back next week? Isn't it just the greatest thing to know that all of a sudden you have this little group that knows you inside out or is getting to know you inside out? Did you look forward to coming to each week's study?
Yes, I look forward to it a lot, especially when I would go home and throughout the week I'd be reading the chapter and getting ready for the next week. I'd be really excited to get to go and share what I got from the study and just learn with these girls.
Did you all just have really, really open conversations? Did you find yourself being able to talk about things that you had never talked about before? Did you have an authenticity?
Yes, I think we all definitely opened up and found out things that we didn't know about each other. And I think we were all pretty bold and stepped out of our comfort zone to share with each other.
That's great. Well, let me ask you, you know, we've talked about what you learned about everyone else and how that brought such a closeness to the group. What did you find out? What did you learn about yourself in this study?
I found out that one thing I need to work on is trusting God's plan more than my own, because I often have these plans set for myself and I am so positive that they'll follow through, and then it doesn't work out, and then I realize I just need to trust God and let Him do His thing and take me where I need to go.
That's huge. That's huge. Thank you. Who else?
I found out that even the small things that I don't think are that big of a deal are actually burdens for me, even if they're not as large as some other people's, but in God's eyes, what's going on in my life is as important as what's going on in someone else's, even if mine seem like not as important to me, but they're important to God.
I know when I went through the study, moving from believing in God to believe God, made such a huge change in my whole relationship with God. And that was something I wish I would have learned much, much earlier in life.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is such a huge point in the Burdens of Blessing study, is that because so many times, and ladies, isn't this true? So many times we read the Bible and we think, oh, well, of course I believe that, but I believe that for itself, you know, I believe in Jesus. When we get to the place, and this is one of the things that I hope that most people that I hear, that most people get from the study, is that we really began to trust God and to not only just believe in him, which is the priority, the most important thing, but to believe him, to see that his promises really are true for us individually. And we learn to step out and take that on and wear it and believe it for ourselves. And that's where that growth comes from.
That's so true.
Was there anything in the study, like what were some aha moments, or what were some things that you think that you'll remember from taking the Burdens of Blessings journey?
Well, the believing God and not just believing in him was a big thing for me also, because I always believed that God had a plan, because I heard it so many times in church and I just knew it was true, but I never really acted on it. And it just made me realize that I need to actually believe that it's going to work out and not just believe in him.
Mm. I love that. Thank you. Who else?
A big moment for me was learning that every day God is taking the burdens that I have in my life and turning them into blessings.
I think the big turning point for me was realizing that anything that I'm going through, I can help someone with later, or someone can help me with now, anytime that I'm having a struggle. But like, the only way that I'm going to be able to help other people is talking to other people. And the only way I can get help is if I talk to other people.
Wow, that's huge. I mean, that, you know, and that's exactly, that is doing exactly what God wants us to do. Talk about it and communicate. And that's exactly what our family would to do, is to be quiet and find other ways to cover up the pain through alcohol or cutting or all these other things that we can turn to when we don't really believe God for ourselves. And that was leading me, what you just said there was leading me into my next question, and you just set it up perfectly. And I didn't have this on your list of questions, so you're going to have to think about it, but I think it's important. How did you see your story or your struggles or your vulnerability, ladies, when you shared your hurt and your pain, how did you see that being used as hope in other people's lives and those ladies around you? How was your story, how did you see it being used as hope to others?
Whenever I had family stuff going on in the past, and I finally had talked about it to other people once it had already been over with. I went through it in middle school. I talked to my other friends about it in high school, and it turned out that they were going through the same thing at that time. And so that it helped me to figure out that I can help other people through the stuff that I've been through. And that was just an eye-opening experience for me whenever I figured out that my friend had been going through the same thing.
Absolutely. So many times we're sitting around and we're going through the same hurts and pains, but we don't know, because of what you said before, because we're not actually talking about it. But the opportunity is to create a place where it's safe, and you all signed a friendship agreement, right? That, what were some of the things on the friendship agreement that created that safe place for you all?
Some of the things that were like, that the things that we talked about in the study, we keep it there. We don't share that. And we wouldn't judge anyone. And we would just help everyone there.
And that is what makes it safe, isn't it? When you agree, when you make that promise, that commitment to one another, it's like, okay, whatever is said here stays here. It really does open up and begin to build that nest where we can feel comfortable in talking. And doesn't that make all the difference in the world?
Yeah, I think whenever everyone starts opening up and sharing, it makes you a lot more confident that you kind of both know something about each other or that you are both going through the same thing. So you know that both of y'all are going to keep it a secret and that no, they're not going to go tell anyone. And just mm-hmm. sharing with other people just makes you believe that they're going to keep it in the circle the more they share.
And that's what causes you to want to get to that group every week, because all of a sudden you have this group of people that you trust with your heart and your life. One of the things that I've noticed, and this is a biblical truth that very few people actually live out, because it takes courage to do what you all have done. It takes courage to trust other people with your heart and with your hurt. But through that, you really can become hope for one another, and you really can heal. What we forget is we have to speak our hurt and our pain, and you all did that, whether it was speaking it for yourself or reading someone else's. But here's the thing that maybe you all would like to comment on, and maybe not, but the time that someone read your burden, the burden that you had not shared before, had not shared a lot, the reason that we're so quiet during that whole session that we do is because when I read, let's just say I picked up Mackenzie's burden, and I'm reading her burden. Mackenzie, whether she wants to or not, she's automatically going to look at me, and she's going to automatically look at everyone around her to see how they're accepting that burden. And if someone laughs or someone is silly or someone walks, you know, rolls their eyes, then, oh, my gosh, the damage that can be done, right? But just like with your group, when Mackenzie's burden is read and she sees hurt in your eyes, she sees sympathy and empathy in your eyes when she sees that you're carrying that burden with her, do you realize, ladies, what happens is that you become an agent of God's healing? Did you understand that? That when someone reads their pain, their burden, they're looking into your eyes, and you literally begin to partner with Christ in the beginning healing processes. You cannot heal until you begin to speak it. And when it's spoken, it must be accepted to be healing. So that is what you all did and what we do in that first chapter of Burdens to Blessings, is we began to speak that burden so that we each become a healing agent for one another. Isn't that powerful?
Yes, it is.
I really agree about how when you're looking around when they were reading your burden, and a lot of the stuff that was read, I felt like it was stuff a lot of us could relate to. There was a lot of stuff about like stress and anxiety, and I just, like, when mine was read, I did see people like nodding their head, kind of like they agreed. And then when other people's were read, I kind of could see, like you said, people felt sympathy, or some like seemed like they agreed or had felt a similar burden. And I feel like just seeing that also brings you closer and makes you feel better about yourself, that like nobody thinks you're crazy for having that burden and that it's just a normal thing.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much for saying that. That was perfectly said, you know, and that's what I want the teens and the young adults who are listening to this to understand, is that our own thoughts will make us think that we're the only one. Our thoughts will make us think that we're crazy, or right? I mean, all the things that we say to ourselves. You all probably did the activity of the things that your burden says to you, how it bullies you, right? You did that. Did you all do that exercise? Some
yes,
of the things
ma'am.
That we say to ourselves. Were you all surprised at some of the things that you read that your friends were saying to themselves in their head? That was hurtful as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. What were some of those things, do you remember?
I think most of them were like, yeah, you're not good enough and you're not worthy, and everyone or people are judging you or people don't, you're not, I can't think of the other ones. That's pretty much it. The main one was like, you're not worthy of everything that God has given you, or you're not worthy of other people or a boyfriend or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, how did that make you all feel when you read, when you heard those things?
It made me realize that everyone kind of has the same doubts in themselves. And then the activity we did right after was when we said what God would say to us. And I thought that was really eye-opening. And then using the quotes and the scripture that was in the book really helped me, because I like having little scriptures, but I can't always find the right ones. But the ones that were in the book were really helpful. And I even wrote some of them down on like sticky notes and put them like on my mirror to remind me that I am worthy and that God has a plan for me.
Oh my gosh, you're just bringing tears to my eyes. That is so amazing. I want to tell you all, ladies, a couple of weeks ago, I was in a place called Huffington's, and it's New York, and they actually have four facilities across the United States. I go into their homes, their facilities, their campuses once a year. And these are young women from 18 up to 80, who have listened to those voices, have been brought down by those voices to the point to where they can no longer function in society, either because of nervous breakdowns or addictions or whatever. But they've listened to these voices and these lies to where it's just broken them down. And that's what makes this so exciting for me, to hear you all at your age beginning to get proof in you already, to really be able to, because before long, in a couple of years, you're going to be off at college, and you're going to be kind of thrown out into the world even more so than you are now. How do you think that the truth in this study and what you've seen in your friends that have gone to such a deeper level, how do you think that that's going to help you in the bigger world as your world grows and expands and you're thrown out there, so to speak, or into society and the pains out there? How will this help you?
I think the things that I learned in the study, like the conclusions I made about myself and my burdens and everything, I think it's stuff that I can use for the rest of my life. And like the ideas that God always has my back and he has a plan for me, it's just something that you can always have.
That's great. Just to have those truths in your mind as your battle words, as the ammunition, when the ugliness comes in or the lies come in, to be able to have those battle words. That's great. Anybody else, how this will affect you long after the study?
Well, this kind of is about that, and it relates to another activity we did when we wrote the letters to like our old self and then to ourself now. And just doing that, like when I was writing it to my old self, I feel like that kind of helped to let go of some of the burdens, just to kind of write it out and get like rid of the pain that we were holding inside. And I think that like continuing to grow up, I could just do that whenever things get rough, like write to my old self and my future self and like myself now. And that'll kind of help. Like if I write to my future self, it can help me get through some of the burdens right now and give me stuff to look forward to in the future. And writing to my past self could help me get rid of some of the burdens. And I feel like that's something anyone could do, like at any time, that can help.
Wow, that's great. It's wonderful. You know, I think it would be, it just crossed my mind how great it would be to keep a journal of that. You know, I think that when you write that, to keep that somewhere journaled for you to always go back to could be phenomenal. Yeah, that would be amazing. Anybody else? So we only have about 3 or 4 minutes. Let me ask you this. What did you learn about God in the study? What did you learn about him in the midst of your deepest hurts and your pains?
I learned that the only voice that I can really trust is God's, and that he's the only one that, his opinion is the only one that really matters when it all comes down to it. and that he has a plan for me and that I can always rely on him when I can't always rely on myself or others.
Beautiful.
Anybody?
I just kind of learned, kind of like what Hannah said, just about how God has stuff planned out for you, and while the burdens may seem heavy and like there's nothing you can do about them, God has already planned for you to go through this stuff, and that there's a plan for you to get out of it and to help others with it that may go through that in their future.
Absolutely wonderful. Well, ladies, I just cannot thank you enough, Kim, for taking time to meet with these young adults and to take them through the study, and for each of you all, Ryan, Hannah, Mackenzie, Cameron, for taking the time to go through the study. I'll tell you, one of the things that I've learned, and I'm going to extend the blessing to you, that I should be getting them in the mail anytime now. It's a follow-up study to Burdens to Blessings, where you look at it topically rather than the journey that you've just done. I will tell you that the more you go through this this journey, it just seems to get richer, because we're always facing something, and this is kind of an ammunition to get you through it and to turn what was meant for evil or harm or hurt, to really turn it to where it really can be used for God's glory, and it really can be used as a method for saving others by the way of speaking His hope. So, girls, ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I can't wait to get to Georgia to meet you and give you big old hugs. And I would love to see you all take this study and bring in some girls, and you all help Miss Kim mentor a whole new group. Let's keep it going. Don't you think it needs to keep going?
Yes. I'm excited.
Well, I am too, because you all are perfect for the job. So, Ms. Kim, let's
Thank
work
you.
On that. Let's do that and get something going. And I would be honored to have you all as my fellow teachers in this. And let's do that, because you all got it. I can hear it. You got it. You got the essence of it. And so let's pass along these truths and these treasures. So, again, thank you from Augusta, Georgia, Kim and Ryan, Hannah, Mackenzie, Cameron. Thank you so much for joining me on this program, Coffee with Kim, Conversations of Friends of Faith to Encourage and Equip. And listeners, I pray that you found something in today's message that would encourage you. Please, if you have questions, contact me at kimcrable.org. If you'd like to do the Burdens to Blessings study, we do a tour. I come to your church, your area. I'd be glad to talk to you about that. You can contact us at karen@kimcrable.org. And if you would just like to order the book, Burdens to Blessings, it's at most book outlets. You can actually just get on Amazon Prime and order it right now. Burdens to Blessings by Kim Crable. I thank you so much. Ladies, I thank you again, and to our audience, until next time, remember, what you have to say will really bring hope to someone that God puts in your path. So let's all keep the conversation going. See you next time. Bye, everybody. Bye, ladies.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit KimCrable.com. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit KimCrable.com.